Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to have you on board with me another beautiful Thursday. And let me tell you what time it is. It is time to talk nutrition. That's right, Health Matters. We're going to be covering nutrition today. I like the fact that our guest, yours and mine, corrected me too. You know, usually when I talk about food, I like to talk nutrition because I've told you all before, I don't like using the word diet because we usually think of weight loss and not everybody's trying to lose weight, including yours truly. I wouldn't mind putting on a few pounds if I could make it all muscle, but we got a great guest with us. You've heard him, but it has been a minute. Dr. Bill Karp, outstanding nutritionist. He has done so much time at the Medical College of Georgia. Of course, it's the Medical College of Georgia at Augusta University.
You make
now.
It sound like a jail sentence. It's great. It's not time.
It's great. Man.
It's a career. 50 years worth.
50 years worth.
Right.
That is awesome.
And I've known you for 40 of them.
Wow.
When did we first meet, Carl?
I would say late 80s, early 90s.
Right. Well, you know, that's 40 years. Did you know that?
That time is going by fast.
Yeah, you have a little gray.
No, yeah, I do. I'm a mustache.
I'm jealous. You have hair. I have.
But hopefully I won't catch you. You've seen what's happening up top, haven't you?
You look great. And, you know, I want to comment on your weight. Your weight is great. Don't gain weight. I mean, if you want to gain muscle, that has nothing to do with food. That has to do with working out.
Exactly.
You know, my wife's a physical therapist, so she'll tell you that. But when you said that, a little light lit up in my head because, you know, today, first of all, did you realize today 70% of Americans are overweight or obese?
Wow.
70%.
That's high. That's too high.
It's not high. It's ridiculous. And in fact, this is the first time in human history where in our country we now have more obese people than overweight people.
Wow. I did not realize that.
And because of that, because so many people are overweight, people have forgotten what normal weight people look like. And when we give people silhouettes and ask them to rate who's normal weight, who's overweight, and who's obese, the trend now is for, especially with parents and their children, they tend to view the slightly overweight child as being normal weight. So that's very bad because it's setting a whole generational thing up for not understanding that a slightly overweight is not healthy. And people's perception of what weight is has really changed.
And now, are we finding that people across age groups are making that evaluation that the slightly overweight is normal?
Yes, people across age groups. And one of the major issues, of course, is that if you're an overweight child, even slightly overweight, you're more likely to become an overweight teenager, an overweight adult, an overweight lady when you're pregnant, which puts you and your unborn baby at increased risk, all sorts of health risks for both the baby and you. So it's a major issue, and one of the problems is that people think they don't really understand what good nutrition is anymore because of all the advertising. Mm. Americans are bombarded with so many nutrition myths and misinformation, whether it's on social media, which is it just spreads nutrition misinformation like crazy, or whether it's on TV. I know you'd never have any nutrition misinformation on the Carl Thornton Jr. show. Right?
We try not to.
Right. But, you know, people think they're being jerked from one to another. They think that one week they hear what's healthy for their brain, and the next week they hear what's healthy for their heart, and they think that, or next week they hear what's low cancer diet, and they think all these diets are different, and they're not. Here's the fact, and really important for your listeners to understand. I'm a nutrition scientist, I'm not selling anything. I don't have any products. I do have a book on the web, but it's free, really free. I don't ask for your email address. And what we know is nutrition scientists like myself, around the world, we all agree on what is a healthy way of eating. And it's not one diet for your brain, one diet for your heart, one diet for diabetes, one diet for Alzheimer's. It's all the same way of eating. Yeah. And we all agree, but Americans are clueless.
That's so interesting. And you make a good point, because I tell you, Dr. Karp, when I read what foods and food types are good for the brain, and I read what foods and food types are good for the heart, they're the same foods and they're the same food types.
Absolutely. You know, and when you hear terms, when you hear these in marketing catchphrases or words like superfoods, like antioxidants. The other day I was in Panier, and now they have clean food.
Okay.
I went up, I said, what was I eating before? Dirty food? If the dirty food's cheaper, I'll take the dirty food. But you know, here's the interesting thing, is that the perception of what a healthy diet, a healthy way of eating is, has not changed for 50 years. Mm. And all the nutrition scientists agree. And in fact, I'd say even longer, because my great-grandma, who was a flapper the 1920s.
What is a flapper?
A flapper, you know, with the fringe dresses, boop, boop, dee, boop.
Okay.
You have to look up that term in in Wikipedia afterwards. I'm sure most of your listeners know what a flapper is. You know, with the beads and the feather hat.
Yeah, now that you describe it. Yeah, I just didn't know that was a word that
a flapper. To. Oh, yeah. Yes. My grandma, who was a flapper, knew, and she did not graduate from elementary school.
Okay.
She knew more about nutrition than most educated, so-called educated, commercially indoctrinated people know today.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
I want, if you have a few moments, I can tell you what my grandma knew. And let's see if you and your listeners agree or disagree.
Okay, here's a test, everybody.
No test. Right. I'll just list some of the things because it's so obvious. And they're not controversial.
Okay.
Okay, number one, my great-grandma, probably it would be your grandma, probably.
Okay.
My great-grandma knew vegetables were healthy.
Okay.
Do you know that, Carl?
Yes, I know that.
How many vegetables did you eat yesterday?
One. Well, it was a chicken, cooked carrots, broccoli mix.
One.
Counts as one?
You know how many fruits and vegetables Nancy and I eat a day?
How many?
9 to 11.
Wow.
No, okay. No, and it's not, we're not grazing. See, you see those commercials where they have people eating broccoli, you know?
Yeah.
We're not grazing. We're very happy. And so, for example, we try to have fruits and vegetables at every meal.
Hmm.
So if we're having a bagel, half a bagel for breakfast, we'll put a slice of tomato on it, maybe a basil leaf. We might have a slice of melon with it. We'll put a strawberry on a plate. You know, a serving of vegetables is actually very small.
Mm-hmm.
So, Carl, see, you're a good example. You know vegetables are healthy, but you can't just know it.
You got to eat it.
You can't just look at pictures of it.
Or just talk about it.
Or just talk about it. You got to eat it.
Yeah.
And today, also, I want to tell you, vegetables taste so much better than when I was growing up.
Mm.
Because they made the vegetables taste better. So, for example, when we were hungry as kids, my grandma would say, here are some green beans, raw green beans.
Okay.
Eat them. Or here's a carrot. Eat it. And you know, when I was growing up, the raw green beans, they were a little on the tart side. But
okay.
Now they're very sweet. It's amazing.
Raw green beans. So some of that sweetness is natural then?
What's that?
Some of that sweetness of the green beans is natural.
Well, it's in the green bean. That's the type. I mean, they taste good is the point.
They do taste
the
better.
The carrots taste good.
Now, carrots, you know how I prefer to eat them? The way your great-grandmother would have your family eat them, raw.
Right.
I don't like them cooked, soft. I don't like the taste or the texture. But if it's raw, I really like it.
What did your grandma do? Where are you from?
Well, born in New Jersey, Fort Dix, New Jersey. Spent most of the first 9 years in Germany.
So you had to survive all that pollution in New Jersey.
Yes. But not long, though. Not long, because, like I said, most of those first 9 years were in Germany. But I never really knew. I met my maternal grandmother. She died literally a few weeks after I met her.
What did she die of?
Heart.
And how old was she?
I think she was probably in her mid to late 40s.
See, and what is your cholesterol?
It has been high. I've brought it down.
I mean, what that's telling you is that you have this family risk.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make sure that you keep your risk factors under control. But, you know, I want to talk to your listeners because some of you have had grandparents who were farmers. And, you know, when your grandma made Sunday dinner and she had fried chicken and she had pecan pie and she had the family over, that wasn't a big problem. The problem today is people want a Sunday dinner every day, many times twice a day, for lunch. People have dinner for lunch, dinner for dinner. That's where the problem comes in. So, do you think is it controversial that vegetables are healthy?
No.
My grandma knew that. And you know, she didn't buy vegetables in sauces. Just plain old vegetables.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and that's one of the things. Well, ladies and gentlemen, y'all stay with us. Dr. Karp and I are going to be speaking some more. We're talking nutrition. We're talking about a way of eating, a way of life, a way of living. That's what it's about. And how about that? He made such an excellent point. Usually, when I think about vegetables, I think about dinner. I equate dinner time with time to eat vegetables. But what about those other meals? Those other meal times, can't we eat?